is your Sonicast.
Sonicast time. It's your girl, Sonic. What's up?
DC is chilling.
Your player, partner, G-Biz.
We just decided to go ahead and start recording on the podcast because we're having such a real conversation about, dating, effing.
Yeah.
Right? Being engaged. Marriage.
Courtship,
yes, which is how DC was raised, and that's why he clearly hasn't called anybody his girlfriend in years. And, you know, it all kind of jumped off of our crush on you situation. If you listen to our show, you know, Monday through Friday right there on KBL from 6 to 10, you know, we had a dude who was basically getting engaged coming up, or he's engaged.
Yeah, he's engaged right now. He's getting married coming up.
In September.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I had a crush on this girl for hella long, and it's just, you know, the buzzer's about to ring, so I want to see if I can get this last three.
That's what it is.
In the hoop before I go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, commit myself for life to this woman. And it to me, it doesn't make sense. Like, if you're still intrigued by the woman, other women, and let's face it, even through marriage, because you're not dead.
Mm-mm.
You're still going to see other women. You're still going to desire other women. It's going to get hard for other women when you see or whatever you are participating in.
Wow.
You're just committed to another person, so you're not supposed to take it any further than some mental thoughts or, you know, whatever the case may be. But he was like, I don't see no problem with it. Both of y'all don't see a problem with it until the actual wedding takes place. Explain that to me.
Because to me, it's like, yo, you're not, like, when you stand in front of that family, when you stand in front of your friends, when you sign that paperwork, you know, that's when you say till death do us part. That's till you make those actual vows in front of people as witnesses to say, this is what I'm committed to for the rest of my life. Prior to that, you know, you've said some things, but I mean, a lot of people say a lot of things, you know, they might be like, yo, I'm going to go to the grocery store before I get home. You come home, they on the couch. Did you go to the store?
No,
I didn't. That's what you said you were going to do, but it's not the same level of commitment. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, Sonaji,
yes,
DC,
I'm
going to say it like this, right? Like my man D was just saying, it's not until you actually stand in front of that pastor and say, yes, I do. I'm taking this person. That's when the game is over, Sana. It's no more playing. Okay, you don't play no more. All right, you go ahead, hang up your lucky draws. You're out the game. Now, until the game is all the way finished, keep on playing, man. And if you keep on playing, you got to play to the buzzer. So until you go ahead and stand at that altar, you good, man. Don't matter. You good to go.
Here's my thing, right? Because I think it's such a double standard. How gross would you be? You know, grossed out, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Laying down with your wife, knowing that she had laid down with another woman before you walked down the aisle.
Don't let me know.
Another woman or another man or whatever.
Whatever the case may be. My bad.
You know what, Sana, to be honest with you, I really don't have any trust for people.
Me either.
So I don't know what my possible future wife or fiance or whatever
might do.
Is doing 24 hours a day or might do or any of that. So, I mean, what it comes down to, kind of, and it's weird saying this, is how much do you care about a person to where you're not going to be reckless enough that they find out?
Exactly.
So, like, it's weird to say that, and on some level or another, like, being cheated on hurts, right? Being, you know, knowing somebody that you're invested in a certain way is out there doing whatever, it don't feel good, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't feel good from either side of the relationship.
No.
However, there's just a different level of, like, a girlfriend cheats on you. Well, none of us in this room have ever been married. So let's put that out there.
Yes.
And I've cheated almost every time. But when I was tired of the relationship, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out and do what I want to do. It's almost over anyway.
Right. But you've been in a relationship and you've been cheated on, though.
For sure. I guess. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So Sana and Biz, imagine how being cheated on feels like in a relationship. It don't feel good. But being married and being cheated on, I'm pretty sure feels a billion times worse.
For sure.
Got to.
So that's why there's a huge difference between, you know, pre and post walking down the aisle, I feel like, as far as infidelity goes.
Because if you get cheated on in a relationship, you can cut her off, leave her alone, and be like, you know what? Even though I care about you, I'm just not going to fuck with you like that. But if you in a marriage, it's like, God damn, I got kids with you, and we done sat up here and built this life together. Now I got to go out here and hold for the next 6 months just to feel better about myself. You know what I mean? It's a lot goes into that, you know?
And G-Biz and Sana G, very important. We live in California, which is a community property state. That means if you cheat on me and I decide to leave, I still got to give you half of this shit I've been working for the past 32 years of my life.
Exactly.
And I'm not really going to feel too good
about
that.
Well, let's not act like, you know, women don't work too and put their 50%. That's at least what the kind of woman you would want.
Facts. But true. I got mine. I ain't trying to give you a piece of it either.
None. I think this is another part of it, right? And I just had this conversation with somebody the other day because I feel like the marriage rate keeps going down.
It does.
It's so expensive. Mm-hmm. It's so like forever, or it's supposed to be. That's how it was written.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know too many really solid, really, really happy marriages. Like either one or the other, it looks miserable when I see them. And I don't know, it's the idea that I can't ever leave you, or they fell out of love, or maybe they found out things about each other that they didn't want to find out about. But folks are running to websites like OkCupid or whatever and getting married in months just because they feel like that's going to fill the void that they have in life. Maybe you're getting down to the wire and you're 30 some years old. You want to have children.
Yeah, a lot of too many people do that.
Run on to the websites. You know what I'm saying? Match, Cupid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find somebody who's just as desperate to have somebody next to them so they don't die alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let's walk down the aisle and be together forever. And then you end up fucking miserable. Like, that's not a way to spend your life.
No.
If you are that sad, man, save your chips. Travel the world. Go see things that you have never seen or that you always wanted to. Like, these things are possible. Marriage is not always the answer to whatever void that you feel that you need to fill.
And you know what, Sana and Biz, a lot of people, you know, say things about the fact that I have so many like women in my life, right? Because I have like I have a large network of women that I'm very, very close to.
A lot of friends.
I'm not physical with at all.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that saves me from so much BS and actually having to deal with relationships by just being like, yo, if I just want to hang out with a woman,
right,
I can go call and be like, yo, what's up? Let's go over here and whatever. And then, you know what I mean? Like, I still have that that friendship and that communication and that, you know, it feels like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then I can go home and call a floozy and get it popping. And then I feel like I've gotten 50-50. So then I don't got to deal with no, you know, blah, blah.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what it is for me, all right, as it relates to marriage. Just looks like the end of the road to me. When I think about marriage, that feels like an NBA player that was once great and his knees then gave out.
Damn,
now
game
he like,
over.
You know what? I can't do too much more. I'm out here moving slow like John Sally on the court. It's time for me to sit down. And, you know, that don't sound like fun to me. You know, it just doesn't. And I'm not ready to give up yet. So I feel until my knees give out, I'm going to keep on running.
Here's another thing, Biz, and DC, that, you know, I pointed out. We were talking in the studio just randomly before we decided to do this Sonicast.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all confuse just messing around with each other for the connection, right? Like, you're in a situation. I feel like the girls search for it. And they allow things to happen. They see things happening. I'm in a situation right now where I feel like hella dirty stuff is going on, but I'm just entertaining myself.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm grown and I can do that. At any given time, I can pull out when I want to. Pause. But
glad somebody is.
A lot of women, like the ones we were talking about that are jumping on OkCupid and Match or whatever the case may be. Damn it. You know, they're in it. So even if, say, Biz, a girl meets you.
Yeah.
And I know how you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're lightweight. Your heart belongs to somebody already. Mm-hmm. Lightweight. So when you meet somebody, it's like, it's cool. You're doing your thing. You're basically probably effing.
Mm-hmm.
Women can confuse it for dating.
True.
And you're just linking up when you can or when you feel like it. And then they're like, oh, well, I thought we were rocking, though. But who said that? Nobody communicates what they want, how they feel, because I don't think either the man or the woman really wants to talk about it because there's nothing to talk about. And y'all keep confusing the connection for just meeting somebody and being like, okay, I'm going to rock with this person. You don't necessarily have to. Like, y'all could kick it. You know, if one person or the other doesn't feel strongly about the other one, you got to take those signs and either decide to stay there and just do what y'all do and be quiet about it, or keep it pushing if you want to really search for that, you know what I'm saying, that one where both of y'all are on the same wavelength.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to, I mean, whether or not it's you feeling like you need to ask if you're on that side of it, or whether or not you need to say if you're on the other side of it, you got to be clear about what people's intentions are. And like, yo, like, do you want to do this? Are we, what are we doing? What are the plans? It's like, people don't want to ask you, like, if, like, yo, are we together? Are we doing this? Because then, you know, folks get scared, and then they're like, oh, well, somebody asked me if I want to be with them, so I don't really want to be. Yo, the person who really wants to be with you, when you ask it, yo, are we together? They're going to be like, absolutely, we're together. This is what we're going to do, yada, yada. Otherwise, you know, just be ready to hear, well, you know what? Nah, I just feel like doing this.
Let me tell you what I'm going through, or what I did go through with a couple different people, right? I found out some things. However, I found them out, because I don't really search for stuff. It just kind of comes to me.
Yeah, it seems like it seems like you always just have these messengers out here in the streets that bring you info.
It's a part of me being on the radio. And if the person I'm talking to happens to mention something to somebody or whatever, somehow it just kind of circulates, and then females want to come and run and tell me something.
Yeah.
But I think it's the embarrassment, right, that initially gets you to react. And you're thinking, okay, this is a real situation. Like, I don't want this person messing with anybody else.
Yes.
When in reality, we're not together. So I just had that happen not too long ago where, you know, I had some people reach out to me. Yo, we're messing with each other. We've been doing this, blah, blah, blah. There's a couple other girls I know he talks to. Some bra was playing investigator. And I'm like, damn, you spending your whole life around this cat, and he's out here doing X, Y, and Z.
Right.
You're a fool, for one. Secondly, I thought about it, and I was like, oh, don't talk to me, or whatever the case may be, because I honestly felt bad for the girl, and I wanted to pull myself out of the situation, but also there was a little embarrassment there, because I was believing everything this dude was saying. I'm not doing nothing, or whatever the case. You know, little hints. He was not saying he wasn't talking to anybody else. So as a grown person, I have to be like, yo, we're not in a relationship. Just because I'm stuck at home and I can't be out because I've got a daughter and I've got grown responsibilities. Back in the day, don't ask me to be with you, because I'm going to do what I want to do. Right. DC knows.
Wiggling.
Throwback Sana G was doing whatever the hell. And I'm not saying I was sleeping around with a bunch of people, but if somebody asked me out, I'd go out. Even if I was talking to somebody for over a year or whatever the case may be, why not? We're not together.
Yeah.
So at that token, I had to be like, you know what? I told him not to contact me, but I was like, we're not together. So you were doing things. I can't be mad at you for that.
I mean, that's facts, though, Sana G. And it's like, you know, but like, going back to kind of what DC was saying, people don't want to have that conversation, because I know personally it gets awkward as hell when somebody's like, so what are we doing? And it's like, I mean, we chilling.
But it's only awkward because you don't want to do shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's why it's awkward, biz. So, you know.
And I feel like, to my own fault, like, I'm blatantly honest when it comes to shit like that. Like, I'll tell you, like, yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, I think you cool. Like, I enjoy your time and your company.
Right.
But I mean, like, I kind of got somebody that, like, I love. So, like, we not together. But I mean, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, I'm about to get into a relationship with you. Because I'm not.
My heart is occupied.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we can keep bumping uglies. I mean, we can go ahead and strip these clothes off and get out. But, I mean, outside of that, you know, I can't really do too much for you.
I think people are fool biz by, like, okay, so you're clearly saying you're in love with somebody or your heart belongs to somebody, but you're still able to go out and have sex with other women. Like, people have this old school movie mentality of, like, how love is supposed to work, which is, if you love me, you're not going to be doing anything else. You're going to stay right here until we get married, and that's how it's going to be. But, you know, that's just not how life works. And I do want to say something to my ladies out there. This is just a little tidbit from me being grown. Stop trying to cling on to something.
Yes.
Like, if the sex is good, that's great. Let that be that. Mm-hmm. If the conversation is good, let that be that. But don't push any man into trying to be with you, because that's going to be the fastest way that you push him away. Let time pass. Go out on dates. If y'all are physical, that's cool too. If it's supposed to be, then y'all are going to know.
Yeah.
If it's not, one or both of y'all are going to know, and then it's going to, you know, you're going to move past it and keep it pushing.
Yeah. And see, I think too many people get caught up on the fact, Sana G, they want to keep people around for longer than they need to.
Right.
But some people come into your life for a season, and that's all right. You need to learn how to let them go. And I understand, ladies, probably some fellas out there, you don't want to be running your numbers up, and every time you get a new person, you knocking down.
Well, then don't
have
sex.
That's a whole nother notch. Exactly. You don't have to do that. Tap in on the connection, and if y'all not there, then just go ahead and let it be, man. But don't be forcing anything if it's not really there.
True.
And I feel like what the real thing is that we all have to kind of look at in regards to relationships is folks always say that they're looking for their other half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And part of where we get lost in relationships is looking for our other half because you cannot go into a relationship being a 50% person.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go in being a whole person. If that means that you got to get your life together, your finances together, your emotions together, if you need to go and get some therapy about some things that didn't happen to you in your past,
true.
Guess what? Mm. That's the only way you can go into anything being effective and really being, you know, as loving and as giving as you could possibly be as a partner is if you have your thing together before you walk into there asking for somebody else to do for you or to care for you in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to
know how to care for yourself.
I want to jump off of that because I see so many memes from different poets and whatnot and, you know, just quotes and whatnot on Twitter and whatnot of people saying, love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe there's a healing process, but I also believe that God didn't put us man and woman on this planet to be alone and just condition ourselves to only love ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as much healing as you may need to do, don't ever give up on the fact that somebody out there might be right for you. Mm-hmm. And again, that doesn't lead back to you racing to Cupid or Match to try to find yourself a husband.
Mm-hmm.
That means don't cut yourself off and be like, oh, you know, screw it. I don't like men right now. I need to heal. Heal for so long, sis, and then go back out there and try to love again. Like, just because it didn't work, don't put yourself down. You are who you are, and somebody out there is meant for you or not. But don't stop trying, because you condition yourself to only love yourself. That's a surefire way to turn everybody off that you run into, because you're not going to find another you out there, period.
Yeah, well, don't carry around that pain in your heart. You know what I mean? So many people are jaded from past situations that have them all messed up. Like you said, Sana G, they just got to let all that go. And, you know, focus in on yourself, yes. But when you go into a new situation, don't go in with the same type of mindset that you went into other ones. Don't go in thinking he's automatically going to be a cheater. Don't go into it automatically thinking that he's going to be a liar just because your last man was that. Go into it with a fresh start. Everybody is different. And yes, it might work. And no, it might not. But you won't know unless you sit up there and give it a shot.
Pay attention to the signs, though.
Yes, do that as well.
Pay attention to the signs. And it's hard to do that once you got so much baggage of dealing with people that whatever. You know, it's hard. I get it. And I'm at the point in my life where I'm, you know, lightweight and elder, and I just like to entertain myself.
Well, here she go.
I'm just saying, like, I've been doing this a long time. DC, you know, I've been through plenty of trash and I dealt with a lot because I'm just like that. I'm want to chill. I don't investigate. You know, I'm chilling for the most part and I'm hella generous. So, of course, fools ain't going to want to go nowhere.
Well.
But, you know. I don't know. I'm just entertaining myself because I'm a boss out here. Don't play me.
That's all that matters. You feel me?
Then there's that.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But anyway, my keywords for the end of this Sonicast today is don't give up. But if you refuse to give up, if you refuse not to give up, don't get married. And that leads back to the Crush on You we did on the Sonic G Morning Show. So make sure you check that all out. You can also find Crush on You on this, you know what I'm saying, free iHeartRadio app.
And fellas, if you are about to walk down that aisle, don't be afraid to make that last push before you actually get to that altar. You know
God.
It is okay. Remember, we play all the way through the whistle. Until the whistle blows, you play hard, 100%.
If you push it that far, you're going to cheat when you get married.
Yeah. I already told you, Sana, bad knees.
Oh, my God. So you're not going to be able to walk no more?
I mean, when your knees give out, I mean, you know, you just got to move gingerly. You can't run like you used to. You know what I mean?
I just have to work with these people. I do not condone or endorse anything that they say. Sonicast, y'all, I appreciate y'all listening to this, man, and good luck and love, for real. That's the message, too. So make sure you download that free iHeartRadio app. You can always listen on the iTunes app or on the podcast app on your phone. Your girl, Sonic G.
DC.
And your player partner, G-Biz. Oh, any 50% women out there, if you have 150% money on top of that 50, go ahead. I love you, baby. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Listen to the Sonic G Morning Show Monday through Friday right there on KBL. We're all...